Case: Understanding Mateo's Unique Needs. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Mateo is a 40-year-old Mayan refugee from Guatemala who has lived in the U.S. for 7 years. He is married with 3 children. A nonprofit that works with refugees referred Mateo to the financial counselor with concerns that Mateo is being asked to sign for other people's debts. Mateo and the financial counselor have had 3 prior sessions. In the first 2 sessions, they covered the financial counseling process and purpose. They addressed confidentiality expectations and what confidentiality means. They also went over the meaning and use of credit in the United States. They also built rapport and learned a little bit about each other. Mateo is comfortable communicating in English, even though Mayan is his first language. Over his 7 years in the country, he has gained some understanding of the banking and legal systems in the United States. In the last session, he and the counselor discussed the risks of co-signing debt with other people and the importance of protecting Mateo's credit. Mateo's family members had asked him to sign or co-sign on loans or allow them to use his credit cards. Mateo seemed to understand the risks and agreed not to lend out his credit card and to be careful about co-signing loans for other people. Mateo contacted the financial counselor and set up this session because he would like to get a small business loan to grow his construction business. However, early in the session, the financial counselor learns that Mateo just co-signed on a car loan for his nephew's new truck. The financial counselor realizes that there is a disconnect between the plans made in the last session and Mateo's actions. The financial counselor recognizes that there may be other factors involved that they were not taking into account. Counselor: So you co-signed a loan for your nephew's truck? Mateo: Yes, my nephew's car has been breaking down. He needs it to get to work and school. It would have cost a lot to try to repair it, and the mechanic did not seem confident that the repairs would keep it running. It is 15 years old. We decided a new car would be a better use of the money. Counselor: Tell me a little bit about this. What was the truck buying process like? Did you go with your nephew to the dealership? Mateo: Yes, I went with my nephew. It took a lot longer than I thought. There were a lot of papers to read, and the saleswoman kept going out of the office to talk to her manager and then coming back in to talk to us. It took hours. Counselor: You made this appointment to discuss how to get a business loan. Co-signing this truck loan and other similar decisions could impact your ability to get a business loan, so it might help to discuss the car loan a little more. Would that be okay? Mateo: Yes, I don't really know that much about the truck stuff. I helped my nephew pick out a good truck, and I made sure that he didn't overpay. He had to sign the papers first. I only signed once at the end. Counselor: So this means that if your nephew cannot pay, you will make the car payments for his truck? Mateo: Yes, only if he cannot pay. Counselor: Did you plan on co-signing and also being responsible for the truck payments when you went to the dealership with your nephew? Mateo: I didn't really think about it that way, not that I had planned to sign anything. It is my nephew's truck. He is young and doesn't know as much about cars. I help with things like this. After the saleswoman checked my nephew's credit, she said that there would be no problem selling him the car if I also signed for it. It all worked out. Counselor: In our last session, we talked about protecting your credit and not taking on other people's debt and the risk that this can cause for you. Was this a consideration for you when they asked you to sign for the truck with your nephew? Mateo: Not really. I always protect myself because this is about money. I don't take other people's debt. I would never do that because then I would have to pay for other people. I can't afford that. Unless you are tricked, I don't know anyone who would do that. I have a responsibility as the leader of the family to protect us. Counselor: Okay, so you do not take on other people's debt, but you did agree to take on your nephew's debt. Am I getting that right? Mateo: Yes, that's right. I can't take responsibility for other people. I protect and help my family, my children, and my niece and nephew. And of course my parents. I take care of my people. It is already a big responsibility, but I'm happy to do it. It is my life, really. Question 1. What did the counselor miss in the prior sessions that may now be clearer to the counselor and help explain Mateo's financial choices related to his nephew's car loan? Question 1 sample response. The counselor may have noticed the following distinction. For Mateo, the basic unit is not himself as an individual or his spouse and himself as a couple, but is more widely defined. It contains his whole family. Family members do not count as other people. It is possible that Mateo considers the resources and income that he earns to belong to the whole family, so why would his credit be any different? Question 2. With the understanding that Mateo's extended family is a single unit to him, the counselor can approach the conversation on credit anew with this perspective in mind. Viewing the needs and benefits of the entire family, why is it important for Matteo to protect his credit? How can he do this? Question 2 sample response. Matteo may be the only member of his extended family unit that can get credit approval. If his nephew does not hold these bonds as strong as Matteo himself does and fails to pay the loan and tell Matteo about this, Matteo might be delinquent before he knows it. If he cannot pay the loan on his own, he may not be able to keep his family afloat and could have trouble pursuing his own business needs. One way Matteo could protect his credit while honoring his family's needs could be to develop some savings so he can instead provide cash loans for family members as needed. While there is a risk of not being repaid, the risk to his credit is lower. They could draft a simple agreement that indicates the repayment terms. He could also form a lending circle of trusted family members who each contribute a smaller amount toward larger expenses or loans. He could also encourage his nephew to build up his own credit, such as by getting a secured credit card. Question 3. How can Matteo prepare himself so he is more likely to qualify for a small business loan? Question 3 sample response. Matteo can continue getting financial counseling and educate himself about what signing on loans means in the U.S. banking system. Matteo also needs to monitor any loans he has signed or co-signed on and be prepared with a plan on how he will pay them if needed to avoid any delinquencies or defaults. Matteo will also need a method of helping family members understand that if they have failed to pay, they will not be given additional family credit until they make it right. Ideally, Matteo will find a way to be supportive without endangering his own financial goals.